等我哋仍然站立，我哋一齐读圣经。
Let's remain standing to read today's scripture reading.
我哋今日所读嘅经文啊，我哋都系今日讲到经文，就喺约翰福音嘅第十章第一到第十一节。
Today's scripture reading is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 1 through 11.
我哋先用广东话用启应嘅方式嚟读，然后用英文嚟读。
We will first read this responsively, first in Cantonese, and then in English.
我实实在在的告诉你们，人进羊圈不从门进去，倒从别处爬进去，那人就自挞，就是强盗。看门的就给他开门，羊也听他的声音，他按着名叫自己的羊，把羊领出来。羊不跟着生人，因为不认得他的声音，必要逃跑。所以耶稣又对他们说：我实实在在的告诉你们，我就是羊的门。我就是门，凡从我进来的，必然得救，并且出入得草吃。我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
John chapter 10, verse 1. I assure you, anyone who sneaks over the wall of a sheepfold, rather than going through the gate, must surely be a thief and a robber. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't recognize his voice. So he explained it to them. I assure you, I am the gate for the sheep, he said. Yes, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. Wherever they go, they will find green pastures. Let's read verse 11 together. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Please all be seated. God bless the readers and hearers of his word. At this time, the children may be dismissed for children's worship. The title of Reverend Chang's message is Jesus, the Good Shepherd.
These are Jesus' words in John chapter 10, as we've just read.
在剛才我們看過約翰福音第十章耶穌講的一段說話。
And in verse 10, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd.
在第十節說耶穌說我是好牧人。
So let's look at Jesus' words. The context of the words.
我們看看耶穌所講的每一段說話。
The importance of his words.
同埋睇下佢説話幾咁重要。
The sheep's dilemma，
呢個羊。
And the shepherd's solution，
呢個羊嘅兩難，同埋呢個牧人呢個解決嘅辦法。
Context point number one，
呢個講耶穌嘅説話嘅內容第一。
I know many of you might not have been here 2 weeks ago when we looked at John chapter 9， but it's very important to understand John 9. To understand John 10.
可能兩個禮拜之前我們講緊讓福音第九章的時候，有些人不在這裡，但是我們要去明白第十章的時候，要知道第九章是很重要的。
Because Jesus has in his mind the story of the man born blind as he speaks these words in John 10.
因為耶穌講緊第十章那一段的說話的時候，他心裡面仍然有在記住他醫好一個盲人的故事。
John 9 is a graphic picture of what happens when Jesus gets hold of you.
第九章那個醫好盲人的故事，其實就好像說當耶穌捉住你的時候是一個怎樣的情況。
The man born blind is a tale of a close encounter with the living God.
一個生來盲的人是跟一個活神是相遇。
You see, you and I are never the same when we meet God.
當我們去面對面見神的時候，我們就不會再一樣。
Whether you come to believe and place your full trust of your life into His hands,
無論是你來到相信祂將你的信心是放在祂的手裡面，
or whether your heart becomes hardened and you continually to push Him away from your life,
又或者是相反，你的心變得更加剛硬，你將祂推得更加遠，
you will be changed when you meet the risen Christ.
當你遇上這個復活的基督的時候，你都會改變。
You see that in John 9.
你在第九章裡面看到。
Both, you see, the man born blind comes to faith, the Pharisees' hearts are hardened. You see both in John chapter 9.
在第九章两方面都看完，就是这个盲的人来到去相信耶稣基督，而那些法利赛人他们的心更加刚硬。
And you also see clues of your own life in that story.
在那个故事里面，你们也都看到你自己的生命是怎样。
Your life story is being molded now. You are being molded by Christ now.
你现在就是慢慢的被基督去模造去塑造。
And when we tell of our story, if we're a Christian, we tell our story of meeting Jesus, you will encounter obstacles.
如果你是基督徒的时候，你要讲耶稣基督拯救你的故事的时候，你会遇上这个障碍。
You see, in John chapter 9, the man born blind is being interrogated by the religious leaders, the Pharisees.
在第九章里面，那个盲人被耶稣医好之后，他被那些法利赛人那些宗教的领袖去审问他。
They want the man born blind who's been healed to discredit Christ.
他们想这个盲人去毁坏耶稣的名誉。
They want people to say it's nonsense of what the Christ has come for. His mission of grace and mercy is nonsense.
他们想那些人去看到说耶稣基督来他的怜悯，他对人做的事都是一些没意义的。
They wanted this man and others to make Jesus look like a lawbreaker.
他想这个盲人和其他的人 去描绘出耶稣是一个毁坏律法的人。
Or to have Jesus look like someone who didn't care.
又或者叫他给他看到耶稣一些是不起眼的。
And you know what the man, the former man who was blind does before the Pharisees?
但是这个盲了医好的人他怎样呢？
Look, look at me. Look at the evidence before you. Look what happened to me.
他对法利赛人说，你看看我，你看看我就是这个证据，你看看有什么事在我身上发生。
You see, the evidence was before them. The Lord healed the man born blind.
这个证据就在他们的面前，就是主耶稣去医好这个生来是盲了的人。
And if you're familiar with John chapter 9, what was the response? What was the response of the religious leaders?
咁跟住嗰啲宗教嘅领袖有咩回应呢？
Get him out of here.
就系踢咗佢出会堂。
We don't want you here.
佢话我唔要你喺呢度。
We're going to ostracize you from the center of our social society. Get out.
我要喺你喺我哋嘅社区里边去除开佢。
At the end of chapter 9, Jesus hears about what happened to the man born blind.
而在第九章结尾的时候，耶稣就听到这个盲了的人有什么事发生。
And Jesus himself seeks out him. He goes and finds the blind man.
耶稣就去找这个盲了的人。
And the former blind man believes that Jesus is the Christ.
而这个人
the Son of God.
而这个人就相信这个耶稣就是基督，是神的儿子。
And what is the blind man's response when he believes that?
而当这个人去相信的时候，他有什么回应？
He worships. He worships Jesus. He bows and worships him.
佢跪低去敬拜耶稣。
That's the setting. Now comes Jesus' words in John 10. Very important to understand John 9 to understand John 10.
呢个第九章就系呢个背景，要去明白第十章嘅时候，要明白第九章。
Jesus uses an image, picturesque image that was glued to the minds of an agricultural society.
耶稣就用咗呢个图画，呢个图画喺当时呢个农业社会每一个人心里边系好容易明白。
And as you just read, it's the image of a shepherd.
呢个图画就系一个牧羊人。
And he draws a contrast here between the leaders, the Pharisees, and himself as a leader.
他作出一个对比，一方面就是那些宗教领袖的法利赛人，另一方面就是他自己作为一个领袖。
Mark, if you would, thank you. Verses 1 to 3. I assure you, this is Jesus speaking, anyone who sneaks over the wall of a sheepfold, rather than going through the gate, must surely be a thief and a robber. For a shepherd enters through the gate. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out.
他说，我实实在在的告诉你们，人进羊圈不从门进去，倒从别处爬进去，那人就是贼，就是强盗。从门进去的才是羊的牧人，看门的就给他开门，羊也听他的声音，他按着名叫自己的羊，把羊领出来。
Now I know for us today, in a technological age, to understand this image is hard.
对于我们现在会在这个现代的人来讲，要去明白这个图画未必是那么容易。
But you're going to have to go back to the culture of ancient Near East. It's an agricultural society.
你要去自己的心里面 去想象一下，当时近东这个社会是一个农业的社会。
So the image of the shepherd has been imprinted into the minds of Jesus' audience.
所以这个牧羊人的图画就是其实在人的心里面是已经印了下去了。
In the Old Testament, God says that He uses that image vividly.
而在旧约圣经里面，神都用很多时候都用到这个牧羊人的图画。
And the basic image says God cares for His people, Israel.
这个信息就是说神去看顾他的人，他的子民，以色列人。
Many of you, if you've been Christian a long time, have memorized Psalm 23.
很多人都记得诗篇第23篇。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
第一句就是耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
And in addition to that, God says that the kings and the other leaders of Israel were also pictured as shepherds of the sheep.
而且神也都用去描绘以色列的领袖，那些王也都是牧羊人去照顾佢啲羊群。
They were to protect Israel, defend Israel, guide Israel.
佢哋要保护以色列，捍卫以色列，同埋领导以色列。
But you know what happened according to the Old Testament? Israel's leaders became corrupt.
但系咩事发生咧？呢啲以色列嘅领袖变得败坏。
And God judges the shepherds of Israel for abusing their power, for taking advantage of people.
神就是审判这些领袖，因为这些领袖去败坏了他们的权力。
And they let the people wander away from God.
这些领袖也都容让神的子民去离开神，走得越来越远。
I want to give you a little flavor of this image in the Old Testament, and I'm going to read to you Ezekiel 34, a brief passage there, verses 11 to 16. Please bear with me.Listen carefully. This is God's word.
我哋想读一读以西结书第34章一段嘅经文，大家请留心去听。
Remember, God's making a promise here, an interesting promise.
神系讲紧一个应许。
For this is what the sovereign Lord says: I myself will search for my sheep and look after them. This is again an Old Testament, 593 B.C. As a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them.So will I look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on the day of clouds and darkness. I will bring them out from the nations and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land.
I will pasture them on the mountains of Israel, in the ravines, and in all the settlements in the land. I will tend them in a good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel will be their grazing land. There they will lie down in good grazing land, and there they will feed in a rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the sovereign Lord. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak, but the sleek and the strong I will destroy. I will shepherd the flock with justice.
他们说，主耶和华如此说，看啊，我必亲自寻找我的羊，将他们寻见。牧人在羊群四散的日子，怎样寻找他的羊？我必照样寻找我的羊。这些羊在密云黑暗的日子散到各处，我必从那里救回他们来。我必从万民中领出他们，从各国内聚集他们，引导他们归回故土。也必在以色列山上一切溪水旁边，境内一切可居之处牧养他们。我必在美好的草场牧养他们，他们的圈必在以色列高处的山上，他们必在佳美之圈中躺卧，也在以色列山肥美的草场吃草。主耶和华说，我必亲自作我羊的牧人，使他们得以躺卧。失丧的我必寻找，被逐的我必领回，受伤的我必缠裹，有病的我必医治，只是肥的壮的我必除灭，也要秉公牧养他们。
You're bright people. What's God's promise? What did he say? What was his promise? 593 BC, many centuries before John 10. What's his promise?
神的应许是什么呢？在公元593年之前已经写好的。神的应许是什么呢？
God promises to be the chief shepherd of his people.
神应许他的子民，他是那位大牧人。
He will care for them. He will bless them.
他会照顾他们，他会祝福他们。
You know, he goes on, Ezekiel 34, and he talks about administering justice. And finally, in Ezekiel 34, 22-24, he says this, quote from the Bible, I will place over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will tend them. He will tend them and be their shepherd. I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David will be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken.
在22-24节，他神都会继续讲话，所以我必拯救我的羊群，不再作掠物，我又必在羊和羊中间施行判断，我必立一牧人照顾他们，牧养他们，就是我的仆人大卫，我必牧养他们，作他们的牧人，我耶和华必作他们的神，我的仆人大卫必在他们中间作王，这是耶和华说的。
Many centuries later, Jesus, John 10, speaking through the crowd,says, I am the good shepherd.
在很多世纪之后，耶稣在约翰福音第十章，他对那些人说，我是那个牧人，我是一个好牧人。
You're looking at the promise fulfilled.
你是看神去应许，去实现了一个应许。
See, the context is crucial for us to understand Jesus' illustration here. What is Jesus saying here in John 10?
耶稣在第十章里面所讲的这个描绘的东西，我们要去明白上文下理很重要。
Jesus is the fulfillment of the promise.
耶稣就是这个应许的实现。
And so, what's the importance of the parable? What's the importance of Jesus' words? Because it is important.
耶稣的比喻有什么重要呢？这样。
It's in the text. Jesus is the good shepherd because what? He knows.His own sheep, and his sheep are known by him.
耶稣讲他是一个好牧人，他知道他的羊，他的羊也都被神人知道。
You see, the sheep belong to the good shepherd Jesus.
这些羊是属于这个好牧人耶稣的。
They only belong to him, no one else. They belong to Jesus.
他们只是属于耶稣，不属于其他人。
That's very profound when you examine what your life is about. You belong. If you're a sheep of Jesus, you belong to him.
所以你考察你的生命的时候很重要，因为如果你是这个羊的时候，你就是属于耶稣。
You see, the Father has given them to him. John 10:29, my Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my hands.
福音十章29节里边话，神已经将呢啲羊去交俾耶稣，佢超过一切万有，冇人可以将从佢手里边去攞走呢啲羊。
See, Jesus comes onto the scene in the first century. He comes announced. He's come because they know the Old Testament. He's come and he's fulfilling the promise.
耶稣第一世纪嚟到嘅时候，佢讲话我已经嚟到，我要嚟到去履行呢个应许。
It's the plan of the Father, God the Father, announced way back in Ezekiel.That there would be the good shepherd, the true shepherd, and he's here.
就系话神喺以西结嗰个年代，佢讲嘅话要应许一个好牧人要嚟到嘅时候，耶稣就系呢个好牧人，佢已经嚟咗啦。
See, Jesus is the rightful owner of the sheep. Jesus owns the sheep.
耶稣系拥有呢啲羊，佢一个合法嘅拥有者。
He knows them by name. It says he cares for them.
神耶稣基督知道佢嘅名，耶稣基督去照顾佢哋。
He goes on and he says in John 10, He's the door, He's the gate. You enter into fellowship with God the Father through Jesus.
跟住佢第九節，佢話我係嗰個門，啲人要經過我進入去同神有呢個關係。
Verse 9. Thank you. Yes, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. Wherever they go, they will find green pasture.
第九節話：我就是門，凡從我進來的必然得救，並且出入得草吃。
So why? Why is it important to be known by God? Why is it important to be owned by Him?
咁話我哋要俾神去知道，要俾神去擁有，有咩咁重要呢？
It's a simple fact. It's comforting to know because we long to be known. We long to be known. We long to know others.
有一个很简单的事实，就是我们成日都渴望被人去认识，被人知道，我也都想去认识其他的人。
But here's the problem. We're basically incapable. We're incapable to be known and to know others.
但有一个基本的问题，就是我们不能够被人去认识，我们也都不能够去认识人。
Now what do I mean by that? Certainly, as people, there's...amount of knowledge known between human beings.
我讲的是什么意思呢？当然是在我们人的层面上面，我们对人是有某一程度的认识。
Right, friends know one another to an extent.
朋友之间会彼此的认识。
Parents know their children to an extent.
父母也都对小孩子有一定的认识。
Right, vice versa, children, parents.
小孩子对你们的父母也都认识。
And there's often a special and beautiful knowledge between husband and wife.
同埋夫妻之间也都有一个很好的关系，就是有一个认识在里面。
Those good things.
但是在这些这么好的东西之上，
Deep down in our hearts, we hunger to be known better.
在我们的心里面，我们都想被人更加深的认识。
We want to be known for who we really are.
我们想被人认识我们究竟是真实的我是怎样。
And to share a corresponding and similar knowledge of someone else just like that.Intimately.
同埋有一个亲密关系，都去想去好深嘅去认识他人。
You see, that knowing and wanting to know is on a human level as well as on a divine level.
呢个想去知道，亦都想被人知道，唔单止喺人嘅层面，亦都喺呢个属灵嘅层面上。
For though the Bible says we're sinners and in rebellion against God, that's a fact.
虽然圣经讲我哋系罪人，我哋系叛逆神。
There's nevertheless a certain emptiness in all of us.
但是在我们的心里面都有一个空缺。
To know God and to be known by God.
就是要去认识神和被神去认识。
Augustine calls this restlessness. Augustine is a famous Christian type of many centuries ago. He calls this restlessness. There's a restlessness inside each of us.
奥古斯丁讲这件事，就是说在我们的心里面有一个不安，有一个不能够平静下来的感觉。
He gives us a famous quote, Our hearts are restless until they find their rest in thee.
他的说话就是我们的心能够平静下来，直至到我们在神的里面找到安息。
So how do we know? How do we know that? How do we know that Jesus knows his sheep and cares for them? How do we know that?
那我们怎样知道耶稣基督去知道他的羊和去照顾他的羊？
verse 9. What does it say?
第9節講乜嘢?
They, the sheep, will find green pastures. Will find it, it says.
他說最後一句話, 並且出入得草吃.
He gives the sheep fullness of life, abundant life.
他將這個豐盛的生命給他的羊群.
The whole of life he gives you. Every need you need, he will give you.
你沒有任何的需要他都會給你.
Verse 10. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose, that's the good shepherd, my purpose is to give life in all its fullness.
第10節說,盜賊來無非要偷竊、殺害、毀壞。我來了是要叫羊得生命,並且得的更豐盛。
Everything you need, he will give you.
你所有需要的東西,他都會給你。
The problem is, and I'll get to this in a moment, we think we need certain things, he thinks we need certain things. They don't match.
但問題就是說我們以為我們需要這些東西，但耶穌基督認為我們需要另一些東西，但他們能夠相伴。
My point here is this. He is the faithful shepherd. He will give you what you need.
但我想說的就是說他是一個忠誠的牧人，他會將你需要的東西給你。
And verse 11 says, he lays down his life. That's how he gives it to you.
第11節他說,好牧人為羊捨命,他就是將他的生命給你。
Eternal, abundant life, life to the fullest, he gives by dying.
永恆豐盛的生命,藉著他的死去賜給你。
So what is this abundant life, this fullness of life that verse 10 is talking about?
第10節說的這個豐盛的生命是什麼呢?
It's not necessarily long life, we know that. Famous missionaries like David Brainerd, he dies at age 30.
這個豐盛的生命不一定講到長壽，好像這個 David Brainerd 一個宣教士，他30歲就死了。
We know many Christians die very young.
很多的基督徒在年輕的時候已經過世。
Though there are verses in the Bible that say if you honor mom and dad, you'll live long.
雖然聖經裡面有些經節說你要去孝順你的父母，你就得享長壽。
It's not necessarily life free of sorrow or free of sickness.
同時也不等於這個豐盛的生命就是說你的生命沒有苦難、沒有疾病。
Though God certainly does spare us from certain things of sickness and health.
神可能會保守我們不會犯一些生病。
It's not necessarily a comfortable life.
也不一定是一個安舒的生活。
Look at Jesus. He only lives to his early 30s.
好像耶穌基督那樣,他只是活到30多歲。
He dies a horrific death. Reserved for hardened criminals on the cross.
他就在刑具上,好像其他的罪犯一樣,釘死在十架上,這樣死。
So you know what the abundant life is according to the scriptures?
根據這個聖經,這個豐盛的生命是什麼呢?
Again, you've got to remember the image of the shepherd. The contented life. The contented life.
你要記得這個牧羊人,這個圖畫,這個生命就是一個滿足的生命。
Contentment comes to you and I from a confidence that God is equal to every emergency you and I will go through.
就是說這個滿足就是說你要很安穩的去知道在你任何的處境裡面神也都會在這裡。
That's what it means when he says he will supply. Supply your genuine needs according to the riches of glory in Christ Jesus.
他意思就是說根據耶穌基督的豐盛的榮耀裡面他會供應你的需要。
You see, the contented life comes to God's sheep when they find themselves in his hands. You need to be in his hands to be contented in him.
當這個羊發現自己在神在耶穌基督的手裏面的時候，他就知道他有這個滿足的生命。你要知道你是在神的手裏面。
And just like the analogy with sheep, there are dangers in life.
就像這個羊這個比喻，在羊的生命裏面可能有危險。
Right? To use the analogy of sheep, there's storms, there's famine, there's drought.
有這個暴風，有這個水浸，也都有這個旱災。
In spite of these things, the sheep are in the hands of the good shepherd.
但是無論是任何的事,任何的處境,這個羊依然在這個牧羊人的手裏面。
And they find contentment and peace in him.
佢哋喺呢个牧羊人嘅手里边去揾到平安，揾到满足。
Contentment means satisfaction, doesn't it? Satisfaction means to have enough. I'm content. My belly's full. Thank you.
呢个满足嘅满足感就系话我已经得到足够嘅，多谢你。
Abundant life in the Bible means we're content in the knowledge that God's grace is more sufficient than anything I need.
喺圣经里边呢个满足就系话。我哋要知道神嘅恩典系足够我哋嘅需要。
And I'm content because nothing can suppress that.
我哋满足，因为冇嘢可以压制到你神嘅恩典。
Because God's favor to me, a sheep of God, is unending.
因为神对我嘅宠爱，对我作为呢个羊嘅宠爱系唔会终止嘅。
So what's the dilemma?
咁嗰个问题喺边度
？Because if we're honest with ourselves.We don't go to good shepherd.
因为如果我哋对自己系诚实嘅话，我哋都唔会去呢个好人好牧人嗰度。
We look for contentment in the if onlys of our lives.
我哋会去喺我哋自己嘅方法里边揾到我哋自己嘅满足。
If only I had that job.
我哋成日都话如果咁样，如果咁样，如果我有呢份工。
If only I had a healthy family.
如果我有一个健康嘅家庭。
If only I could get to that college or get on that team.
如果我能够去到嗰间大学，如果我能够入到嗰度球队。
If only I could be that sort of person.
如果我系嗰种咁样嘅人。
If only the economy were better.
如果嗰个经济环境好啲。
If only that candidate was elected.
如果嗰个候选人被选中咗。
We live our lives in the if onlys.
我哋嘅生命喺呢个如果嘅上边。
John Calvin was right.
用加爾文講
He says the human heart is a perpetual idol factory.
用加爾文講話，人嘅心係一個永遠製造緊偶像工廠。
Because we keep grasping for things that we think will make us happy, when in reality it's only the presence of the Good Shepherd that makes us happy.
因為我哋去不斷嘅去捉緊一啲嘢，以為呢啲嘢可以令到我哋開心，但係其實事實上只有呢個好牧人可以令到我哋去滿足。
It's the good shepherd that makes us happy. It's the good shepherd that makes us safe. It's the good shepherd that makes us secure.
係呢個好牧人令到我哋開心，係呢個好牧人令到我哋去安穩，令到我哋滿足。
The text says the good shepherd will lead you to green pastures. You know what green pastures are?
这个经文说这个好牧人会引领到我们去这个草场。这个草场是什么呢
It's a sunny day. The grass is going to come up. When I was living in California, I lived in a part of town where I could see the mountains of California. And there is a rainy season in California. It's around this time. And then you see the hills are green.
当我住在这个加州的时候在我住的地方的时候我们看到这个山脉在这个时间是全部绿色的。
Of course, later in summer, it turned to golden. Right, that's why it's called the Golden State.
当然是迟啲就会变到金黄色。
Also because there's the gold rush trade, but that's besides the point.
也都是因为有金。
Doesn't fit into the illustration. You see what it means?
这个草场是什么意思
Abundance. Green pasture. For the sheep, there's plenty of food. It's grass.
这个草场充满了都是草是足够给这些羊去食用的。
The reason our lives are often not calm is that we're grasping onto things other than the good shepherd.
我们的生命不能够平静是因为我们去找一些东西不是找这个好牧人。
We're seeking anchor. We're seeking purpose and meaning in life in something other than the good shepherd.
我哋喺其他嘅嘢去揾我哋生命嘅意义、生命嘅满足感，而唔系呢个好牧人嘅。
If you're honest with yourself, you will admit you're living in the if onlys.
如果你系对自己坦诚去诚实嘅时候，你知道你自己活喺呢个如果嘅上
面。But it's the shepherd that brings calm. It's the chaos.
系只有呢个好牧人喺呢个混乱当中去俾我哋有平静。
Because the chief shepherd leads us to quiet waters when we're thirsty.When we're thirsty, he leads us to quiet waters.
喺呢个大牧人系当我哋系饥渴嘅时候，佢引领到我哋呢个安歇嘅水边。
See, our problem is this: we want stuff. We want the created stuff. Someone, something.
我哋 成日想有一啲嘢係一啲被造嘅嘢，可能係一個人或者係一啲物件。
And we think the created stuff will make us happy.
我哋以為呢啲被造嘅事物可以令到我哋開心。
You must cultivate your relationship with the good shepherd.
你要同呢個好牧人建立關係。
How else will you come to realize and desire His presence over anything else? How else? How else will you do it?
我哋點樣就可以去睇到我哋同佢嘅關係？
You think it happens by osmosis? You think God's going to just zap you?
你以為係咪神就會嚟到就咁去敲下你個頭咁你就會
You got to get in the way of God's grace. You got to look at the Bible. You got to pray.
你一定要去做一啲嘢，你要去睇你嘅聖經，你要去祈禱。
You got to come to worship, ready to worship.
你要嚟到去敬拜神。
You got to serve others.
你要去服侍其他嘅人。
You got to fellowship with the beloved of the faith.
你要同嗰啲同你有同样信心嘅人一齐系有团队关系。
He knows you through and through, because he's the good shepherd. He knows you and he still loves you. He knows you and he still loves you.
呢个好牧人认识你，佢依然系爱你。
He knows all the dirt. He knows who you are. He still loves you.
佢知道你嘅心系点样，佢知道系一个点样嘅人，佢依然系爱你。
So what's the shepherd's solution? There's the dilemma.The anomalies. What's the solution?
嗰个问题就系话我哋活喺呢个如果嘅上边，咁呢个好牧人点样作为一个解决嘅办法咧
？Well, I already alluded to it. He leads you out of the sheep pen and into the green pasture.
呢个牧人领你出呢个羊圈，进入呢个草场。
But my question to you is this morning: How do we change our hesitancy?How do we change our hesitancy to follow him? He's leading us, but how do we change our hesitancy to follow him?
我今日问你嘅问题就系话，神系耶稣基督呢个好牧人系人带领咗我哋啦。咁但系我哋点样去改变我哋呢个唔想跟随佢呢个习惯
？How do we get the contentment, the peace that we want?
我哋点样可以得到呢个满足，得到呢个平安
？You got to discern your heart's true love.
你要去睇清楚你心里面真正所爱嘅。
You gotta look at your imagination, your thoughts.
你要睇下你平时嘅想象，你嘅思想。
When nothing else demands your attention, where do your thoughts drift to?
当冇乜嘢去捉住你嗰、那个个心嘅时候，你嘅心会去咗边一度去谂啲乜嘢咧
？When you're waiting for that subway on that platform, where do your thoughts go to?
当你等紧车嘅时候，你心里面谂紧啲乜嘢？
That's where your heart is.
你嘅心就喺嗰度。
Do they drift to your financial situation?
你会唔会谂到你经济嘅处境咧
？Do they drift to your family's concerns?
你会唔会谂到你屋企人嘅需要咧
？Do they drift to your career advancement track?
你会唔会去谂到你嘅事业点样去继续嘅发展咧
？Does a particular relationship pop into your mind when you're waiting for the subway?
当你等车嘅时候，你会唔会谂到有一个同另一个人嘅关系咧
？Now don't get me wrong. One or two daydreams isn't going to matter.
唔好誤會，可能你有時發下白日夢一兩次，可能冇關係。
But if you habitually think you get your joy and comfort and the privacy of your heart from something other than the good shepherd, you're in trouble.
但係如果你係習慣性嘅喺你嘅心裏邊去咁樣思想呢啲嘢，令到你揾到平安、揾到滿足嘅時候，你而唔係喺呢個好牧人上面嘅時候。你就有問題。
Because the Bible makes it clear, you are a slave to that something. You are a slave to it.
因為聖經好清楚講明咗，你就已經作為呢啲嘢嘅奴隸。
You know how another way to find out your heart's true love according to the Bible?
根據聖經有咩第二個方法去睇到你心裏邊真正所愛嘅係乜嘢咧
？Look and examine where you spend your money.
就係睇下你邊度去花你嘅金錢。
Jesus said, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will also be."
耶稣话：你嘅财宝喺边度，你嘅心就喺边一度。
Where does your money flow effortlessly?
你嘅钱好容易会流去边一度咧
？That's where your heart loves, where the heart's love is.
你嘅心就系所爱嘅，就系嗰个地方。
See the mark of an idol is that you spend too much money on it.
呢个偶像呢个标记就系话你花好多嘅金钱喺嗰度。
That you must exercise self-control when that happens.
当咁样发生嘅时候，你一定要有自制。
You know, Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 8 that if God and His grace is the thing in the world you love, you will give of yourself and of your money in abundant amounts.
保罗哥林多后书那里讲话，如果神是你世界上最爱的时候，你就会很慷慨地去将你的金钱去捐去慈惠的事工，在福音的事工上面。
Paul makes clear, he says you will be astounded in the amounts of money you give to the ministry of the gospel, to charity, to the poor.
保罗说，你很容易会给很大笔的金钱，是给穷人，给慈惠的事工，在福音事工。
Spending reveal where your heart and treasure lies.
你点样使用你嘅金钱去揭示到话你嘅心系边一度？
Here's another way to find out your true love.
另一个方法去睇你嘅真正所爱嘅。
How do you presently respond to unanswered prayer? How do you do that?
你点样去回应嗰啲神冇答应你嘅祈祷咧？
When your hopes are frustrated, how do you respond?
当你觉得是困扰，当你的盼望好像失去了的时候，你怎样回应？
Are you sad and disappointed and then move on?
你是不是觉得会有些失落，有些悲哀，跟着你继续向前行呢？
Or do you explode in anger? This can't be! This cannot be!
或者你会说很愤怒的话，不可能是这样的。
Or do you go into the tank in utter despair? Oh, woe!
又或者你会跌在这个很深的绝望里面，
like Jonah, maybe you become angry and only to die.
甚至好像约拿一样，愤怒到一个地步，你想死。
See, that's a test to find where your true love really is.
这个圣经就是这样去讲出来你的心所爱的是哪里。
I have one more test that really works for just about everyone. Those other ones might work for you, might not. Here's this one that will really work. Look at your most uncontrollable emotion.
就是说你那个，你不能够控制到你的情感的地方。
Look at what you really love when your most painful emotion pops up.
就是当你的情感是突然间不能够控制的时候，就看到你所爱的。
You know what I mean? Those emotions that drive you to do something wrong.
这些情感去驱使你去做一些错的事。
You know, if you're angry, you got to ask, is there something here that's important to me? Something I want at all costs?
当你愤怒的时候，你要问，在当中是不是有些东西我真的想要的呢？我要花上任何的代价，我都要得到呢？
Do the same thing with your fears, your despair, your guilt. You know, lately I've been having fears of death for some reason. And I realize I need a lot of work in this area. I fear death.
同样在这个恐惧，在你的绝望，在其他的感情上面，你都用这个测试。最近我好像很怕死。
Ask yourself, am I so scared because something in my life is being threatened?
你问自己，我是不是很害怕？是不是因为我生命里面有些东西遇到一些危机？
Something I think is of necessity, but it really isn't.
有些我认为是必须，但其实不是。
If you're overworking, if you're being driven to the ground with frantic activity, you've got to ask yourself these questions.
如果你是工作过度，你太多的事情做的时候，你要问自己的问题。
Do I feel that I must have this? That's why I'm being driven.
我是不是感觉到我真正需要这样呢，以致我被推到这个地步？
You need to replace those things. You need to discover the Good Shepherd and His love.
你要去发现这个好牧人对你的爱。
Paul says, set the mind and the heart, intellect, cognitive, and existential motion. Set the mind and the heart on things above.
保罗说，你要将你的心，将你的意志都在上面的事里面。
Where your life is hid in Jesus Christ. That's what Paul says.
因为你的生命就是藏在基督的里面。
And what does that mean? It means to appreciate, to rejoice, to rest in what Jesus, the Good Shepherd, has done for you.
你就要为着这个好牧人为你所做的事，你要喜乐，你要安息。
His perfect righteousness lived out for those 30 plus years is yours if you're a Christian.
耶稣活的这个完全公义的生命，如果你是基督徒的时候，这个生命就是给你。
It's yours through faith in Him.
是藉着你对他的信心而给到你。
And His substitutionary death on the cross pays for your sin penalty against a holy God.
在他十架上为你而死，是为你的罪付上了代价，去付上了给这个圣洁的神。
See, when you obey Paul's words to set your heart and mind on things above, it entails joyful worship. You want to worship. You're overjoyed to come to worship.
当你的心是纪念在上天上的事的时候，你就会有一个心是要去来到去敬拜神。
Sure, there's going to be days when you don't want to come. Sure, because we're human.
我们作为人可能有些日子我们不想来。
But if you're never joyful to come to worship,You don't know the good shepherd.
如果你从来来到崇拜都不是有一个喜乐的心的时候，你就不认识这个好牧人。
When we pray, do you sense the presence of God when you pray? If you never do, you don't know the good shepherd.
如果你祈祷的时候，你会不会是不是从来都没有感觉到神的同在呢？如果你是这样的时候，你就不认识这个好牧人。
Jesus must become more beautiful to your imagination, more attractive to your heart than anything else.
耶稣一定要在你的心里面是变得更加美丽，更加比其他东西更加吸引你。
That's what you need to replace your counterfeit gods with.
你就要用耶稣去取代了那些假的神。
Discover an uproot, right? It's the springtime, right? Almost spring. Discover an uproot, right? That's what you need to do. Discover an uproot. Uproot what? Uproot your idol.
你要去发现，然后将这些偶像是斩草除根。
But then what do you need to do? Once you get the weed out, you need to plant in the ground, deep down, the love of Christ for you.
当你除了这些杂草的时候，你要做什么呢？就是将神耶稣基督对你的爱是在你的心里面去种了。
And you need to do that before the weed comes back.
要在这些杂草回来之前，你就要这样做。
That's what we talk about.Constantly here, rejoice, repent, rejoice, repent.
我哋成日就咁样讲话，我哋要喜乐，我哋要去悔改，喜乐悔改。
Rejoice over what? What Jesus has done for you?
为咩喜乐咧？为耶稣基督为你所做嘅嘢喜乐。
You know when you do that, then you're most convicted of your sins.
当你咁样做嘅时候，你就会系去更加去睇到你嘅。
I know that sounds like a contradiction, but the more you understand Jesus' sacrificial love for you, the more that you realize you're sinful.
好似是互相矛盾，但是当你是更加去看到耶稣基督对你的爱的时候，你就更加看到你自己是一个罪人。
You see, false repentance is, I might change, God's going to get me.
这个假的悔改就是说什么呢？就是说我一定要改，如果不是神就 要走来去捉到我。
Right, that's a fear-based false repentance. That's due to self-pity.
这个假的悔改是基于你的恐惧，基于你的自怜。
That won't help you. You need to learn how to really hate the sin for itself. Hate the sin for itself.
这些不能够帮到你，这些假的悔改，你要学习去真正去憎恨你的罪。
Because if you don't do that, the sin will not lose its attractiveness. You'll still be chained to that idol.
如果你不是这样做的时候，这个罪不会失去了对你的吸引力，而你依然是被捆绑，被这个偶像捆绑。
You will continue to blow up when you blow up.
当你会继续系跪足喺跌倒。
You will continue to stay worried when those things happen.
当呢啲事发生嘅时候，你会继续系忧虑。
Because you know what you're doing? You're refraining from sin for your own sake. You're refraining from sin for your own sake.
因为你自己系依然系有呢个罪喺度。
You need to see what your sin cost him. What it cost God.
你要睇下你嘅罪系。让神去付上咗啲乜嘢嘅代价
？You know, when we make idols out of our work or family, we don't want to stop loving our work, or we don't want to stop loving our family.
当我哋系让呢、这个工作呢、这个家庭成为一种偶像嘅时候，我哋唔会去停止去爱我哋工作，爱我哋家庭。
Rather, we want to love Christ much more, so that we're not chained to our idols.
但是你要去爱神是更加多，以致我们不是被这些的偶像去捆绑着。
When the Bible says rejoice in the Lord, you know what that means?
圣经讲话我们要在神里面是喜乐，是什么意思？
It's to assess the value. See the treasure. Assess it.
你会考察这个宝藏这个价值。
Reflect on its beauty.
你去再思考佢思想佢有几咁美丽。
See its importance until your heart is moved。
睇下佢几咁重要，直至你嘅心系被喐动。
That means you got to taste. You got to taste the goodness.
你要去享受一下神嘅美好。
Of the good shepherd。
呢个好牧人嘅美好。
I already mentioned that you got to get in the way of God's grace, prayer, Bible study, worship。
我已经讲过啦，你要去，你要读经，你要祈祷，你要崇拜，你要去服侍神，你要有团体生活。
These things not only have to be up here, they have to resonate in a life-shaping way into your heart。
唔单止系你喺头脑上面，你要做呢啲嘢，你更加要喺你嘅心里边，喺你嘅生命里边，去慢慢去塑造出嚟。
Because those spiritual disciplines are basically forms of worship。
因为属灵嘅操练其实就系一种崇拜。
That's the key. When you desire God for who He is, just for who He is.
你要渴求神，渴求神系神佢自己。
Replace that with your idol.
你要将佢去取代咗你嘅偶像。
You will discover and you'll be set free the love of God.
你就会发现你系。在神的爱里面得到自由。
In other words, you actually have to get the peace that the good shepherd is talking about. You have to get it.
换句话说，你要是去得到这个好牧人所讲的这个平安。
You have to get what Jesus gives.
你要去得到耶稣给的东西。
And that only comes through worshiping him like the blind man, the man who was born blind. He realized what Jesus gave him and he fell at his feet.
是只有藉著 去崇拜去敬拜耶稣，好像一个盲的人，他敬拜这个耶稣的时候，就看到神给他。
See, it takes time to pray the gospel into your heart.
是需要花时间去将这个福音好像祈祷进入你的心。
In fact, it takes a lifetime to master.
事实上是需要一个整个的生命去掌握。
In fact, the Bible says you won't get there to its fullest in this life.
圣经讲，我哋喺我哋嘅有生之年，亦都唔能够去达到呢个完全。
But you know what distinguishes mature Christians from immature Christians?
但系呢个成熟嘅基督徒同埋一个未成熟嘅基督徒嘅分别喺边度咧
？Mature Christians want to get closer, and they keep at it. They keep at it. They want to get closer to God. They can't help it. They want to get closer.
呢个成熟嘅基督徒会不断嘅想更加靠近神，更加靠近神。
You see.When that happens, then you're following the good shepherd.
如果你咁样做嘅时候，你就跟随紧呢个好牧人。
And as the text says, he will lead you to green pastures.
经文话佢就会引领你去到呢个草场上边。
And then you'll be able to love him and love your neighbor.
你就能够去爱佢，爱你嘅邻舍。
Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for this image of the good shepherd.
天父，我哋感谢你嘅话语，感谢呢、这个好牧人呢个图画。
And even though in our technological society it might be hard to imagine this image，
我哋喺呢个现代嘅社会可能好难去想象。
The concept is pretty simple，
但系呢个意思系好明好简单。
We pray, O Lord, that we would know the Good Shepherd。
主，我哋祈祷我哋认识呢个好牧人。
We pray that He would give us that peace that we need。
我哋祈祷，我哋得到佢所俾我哋嘅呢个平安。
I pray for every person here.
我哋为呢度每一个人祈祷。
That they would place their lives in the hands of Jesus.
佢哋会将佢嘅生命去交喺耶稣基督嘅手里边。
And hear His voice.
去听佢嘅声音。
And follow Him.
去跟随佢。
For He will lead them out of the sheep.
佢会领佢哋去离开呢个羊圈。
Into the green pastures and beyond.
进入青草地上边。
We pray that for Jesus' sake.
我哋为耶稣基督嘅名祈祷。